musicians to come. Not today is to justify me and answer what I am for, but you, a new brood, native, athletic, continental, greater than before known. Arouse, for you must justify me. I myself but write one or two indicative words for the future, but I advance a moment only to wheel and hurry back in the darkness. I am a man who, sauntering along without fully stopping, turns a casual look upon you and then averts his face, leaving it to you to prove and define it, expecting the main things from you.
Good evening. You've made it through the work week. You've made it to Friday night. You've made it through to find out the actual release date for 50 Shades of Grey, the movie. You have made it to World Poetry Open Mic. I'm your humble host, J. Todd Underhill. In the studio with me, we have the hula-hooping Michael Amade.
Shades of Grey. There's a 50 Shades of Grey movie coming up soon.
I'm so sorry. That was weird. The hula hoop got in the way.
Wow.
The hula hoop broke the cycle of the... Never mind. I hope no one who knows about audio was listening to that. So there's a release date now.
Yes, August 1st, 2014.
All right, I am so
pumped.
Freaking pumped to not go to that movie.
Me neither.
I am handcuffed to this station.
Exactly.
Ooh, sounds like another episode right here.
There you go. And sitting in with us, we also have, from parts unknown, the Phantom.
First of all, there's a hula hoop for real, and it is very distracting. Second of all, what's this 50 Shades of Grey that you're talking about?
We're going to do an episode of 50 Shades of Grey.
I've not read it.
In August of next year, we're going to do a 50 Shades of Grey episode with JT handcuffed to the stage.
For those paying attention to Facebook, I'd much rather read Tom Robbins. So,
there you go.
All right.
All right, and... kind of operating all things technical, please welcome the Ape Boy.
I still am. It's just weird that hula hoop gets
It's got
in
some
the
weird
way.
Mojo.
It's I'm
weird.
Telling you, I brought some weird mojo into the studio.
It's all good, though.
Okay. All right. So Bye what all. We do here is we do poetry. We want poems 1 to 3 minutes long. We don't want the magical F-bomb. We do push the limits when it comes to content. If you're easily offended, please know that we don't and will not ever censor the poetry that's on here. The only thing we will censor is language. So if you're easily offended... I apologize. All right, going to the phone lines. What? Please welcome from Pennsylvania, Ellie.
Hey, J. Todd. Hi, Michael. Hi. The Phantom is there.
Hey, Ellie. How are you doing?
Fine. How are you?
Doing good. Thank you.
The family's all together.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was listening to the show 2 weeks ago that J. Todd that you did, and I didn't know that you were brother and sister. That was a nice. Happy surprise.
I guess. And you know what? She is quite the radio personality herself. She got the genetics from the family.
Well, thank you.
There you go. Yeah, you do a great job.
Thanks. I'm looking forward to what you have tonight.
Yep. It's called The Marriage Blessing. And it's in my new book that was published, my poetry book that's been published on Amazon called Silent Song. And I'm going to be reading this at my daughter's wedding in October.
All right.
So this is how it goes. It's in the form of a French quatrain. May your hearts be as one divine, these golden moments of marriage. Be filled with love's precious adore, crowning your years with rose of grace. God is your guide, love will blossom. May your hearts be as one divine. When troubles come as they can do, his power will be strength and courage. Blessings abound as you are one. Cherish unconditional love. May your hearts be as one divine as your story unfolds with grace. Each guide the other in his love, that your souls mature in faith. Know the joy of each other's love. May your hearts be as one divine.
Well done. Wonderful.
Thank you.
Oh, you know what? That's going to go over really well at the wedding, too.
Yeah, I'm really honored to be reading at her wedding. And a little aside, when I wrote it, and I had it in a contest on the poetry site. A girl sent me a message that was being married in a month's time in South Africa and asked my permission to read it at her wedding.
Nice. That's very cool. International poetry, even. Hmm? It's going to be international poetry.
There you go.
Right on.
I'm on an international open mic poetry.
That's right. You're there every week.
You're there every week, you know. Boy, what am I talking about? Ellie, thank you for calling our show.
Oh, you're welcome. And you guys have a wonderful night. I'll be listening.
Excellent. If you want to call in like Ellie, give us a call, 303-386-3598.
That's 303-386-3598. We also have it where you can send in, if you don't want to read it on the air, you can send it in to worldpoetryopenmic.net. And if you do want to call in and read something that's not yours,
you can do that too.
You can do that too.
We take covers.
Right. Absolutely.
I might be doing a cover later. Not sure yet.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
What are you going to be covering?
I don't know yet.
Okay.
I'm kind of thinking about breaking out some C.W. McCall.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I don't know. Mean. They're a bit long, but I might do it.
You are going to be hula hooping while you do that, yes?
Exactly.
Okay.
It's no challenge if I'm not hula hooping while I'm doing it. All right, once again, if you want to call in like LE 303-386-3598.
I actually have one, if that's all right.
Of course.
It is a cover by Patrick Kavanaugh, and it's called To Hell With Common Sense. More kicks than pence we get from common sense. Above its door is writ, all hope abandon. It is a bank that will refuse a post-dated check of the Holy Ghost. Therefore, I say to hell with all reasonable poems in particular. We want no secular wisdom plotted together by concerned fools. Gather no moss, you rolling stones. Nothing thought out atones for no flight in the light. Let them wear out nerve and bone, those who would have it that way. But in the end, nothing that they have achieved will be in the shake-up, in the final wake-up. And I have a feeling that through this, the hole in reason's ceiling, we can fly to knowledge without ever going to college.
Well done.
Wow.
I thought that was really nice.
That's very, very cool. So, I mean, this is, you know, it's kind of cool that we're able to jump around and do different types of poetry, and there's so much great stuff going on. Do you want to talk for a moment about a something you might have received in the...
I do. I don't have it with me...
That's okay. I just want to talk
at this point in time, but there's another way you can send in your poetry as opposed to sending it to our website, and that's by snail mail. And I happened to receive in the mail right before coming to the studio a book by our poet of the month for the month, Tate Morgan. And I am looking so forward. I actually have selected a piece, and one of our assistants is actually bringing it to me right now. I might actually read it. I do want to let you know we are being brought to you this hour. I forgot our sponsors, so I need to show some love to those that pay our bills. Denver Autos, contact Gonzalo at 303-430-1333 or 303-573-1333. They're available at 6570 North Federal Boulevard or 5400 North Federal Boulevard, both in Denver at 80221, or just check them out online at denverautostore.com. Also, you're going to want to check out our new drink sponsor, Body Armor Super Drink. Twice the electrolytes is leading sports drink, more as much potassium as a banana, vitamins A, C, and E, that makes you an ace. A new way to drink super. Check out the Super Team, too, at their website.
That's true. And just be clear, that's potassium, not peptassium. Peptassium sounds kind of bad.
Peptassium sounds something contagious.
Now, we also have another sponsor, though, and this is kind of a World Poetry Open Mic sponsor. She sponsored our event last week that we had here. This is wildsight.co, which is a bicycle apparel company that focuses on raising awareness for just conscious driving and paying attention to what you're doing, you know.
Exactly. And I used my wildsight on the way in here. I wasn't going to share this, but now that you've mentioned it, I was driving in and this rabbit darted out in front of my car, and I'm like, you know, come to a stop. And had I not been thinking about our sponsor, I probably would have not stopped.
Really?
Well, it was that quick is all.
No, I know what you're saying.
Yes.
And when the idea is just to keep it in the top of mind that, you know, there's a lot of life, whether it's human or not, on the road and pay attention.
Exactly. Yeah, and there's some crazy number, like
a million animals a day.
I think
in just North America.
Sides. In just North America?
Yeah.
Just
oh, my
North
gosh.
America.
So check it out. Wildsight, that's WILDSIGHT.co on the intertubes.
Exactly. On the interwebs.
That's right.
On the Google machine.
On the Google machine. Exactly. Or you can just Google wildsite, and it'll probably bring
you
up.
You can Google wildsite.co, and you'll find it that way, too. Or you could just type that in your browser.
All right. So this book came in the mail today from Mr. Tate. I'm going to be reading one from that. This is called Let the Mystery Be. It seems we are never getting enough attention from all of our friends. We seek to play every day in the vain hope that it never ends. As writers, we are a vain bunch, never satisfied with ourselves, making wonders of life's blunders that will sit upon our shelves. From each of the great poets here, we search for that kindly spirit, seeking such proof, tempered by truth, in hopes that we stand to hear it. We all seek the purpose of life, through our friends, we each spread our wings. With each letter, we get better. From that comes the joy writing brings. Friends will die and leave us alone with those things of life we can't see. Though I know well he's not in hell, I think I'll let the mystery be.
And that's so cool.
That is. That's awesome.
And the book looks great. I mean, the way everything's designed and all of that. It's very cool. And Tate, thank you very much for sending that in.
I'm wondering if it's a self-portrait that he did of himself on the cover. Maybe he can call in and give us a...
Absolutely.
Further enlightenment on it.
So, Tate Morgan, the name of the book is...
My Immortal Soul.
My Immortal Soul. So anybody wants to check it out.
Of Life.
Oh, okay.
The subtitle, and it's by Tate Morgan. Basically, if you go out to writerscafe.org and look up Tate Morgan, there'll be a link right on his page for you to check out his work.
And that's great. It's absolutely great. Now, we had something I'm going to do here because we're going to be going to a break here in not too long, but I wanted to get one of our sent-in poems because we had a bunch of those come in this week. So this one here is from Geneva Unbreakable Soul, which is a friend of the show.
Oh, yes.
Okay, and this one's called Creed Trees, Kyrielle. Trees, her creed, in courage she stands, lovingly helps with outstretched hands. Exquisite virtues inside heart, finer than Rembrandt's supreme art. Spring symphonies forever heard, sung free by beautiful songbird. Upon your festive birthday start, finer than Rembrandt's supreme art. Acquaintance, none are as fine, possessing soulful eyes that shine, sharing friendships never to part, finer than Rembrandt's supreme art.
Nice,
isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, it's a cool one. It's just a cool feel to that. So, Geneva, thank you very much. It's been a few weeks since we had anything sent in from her.
Yes, I'm glad to have her back.
I know. Isn't that cool?
It's nice to get the family together once a week and share some poetry.
And that's really what this is. And so we have poetry there. We also have some covers that have been sent in. And some things we can read as well. People just wanted to have us read, so that'll be going on throughout the show as well. But if you want to call and share your poetry, we actually have I think lines are open right now.
Lines are open. Give us a call 303-386-3598.
Uncharacteristically open. 303-386-3598.
All right, we are going to take a moment and go to break, pay some bills. So you are listening to KZKO The Vibe, a progressive broadcast for your modern life, and we are World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio.
Winter means snow, hot chocolate, and pale skin. Get back to your summer glow. At the Beach has 5 different tanning levels, as well as spray tan. With great prices and no wait, you can get back to your sun-kissed skin in no time. Be sure to check them out online at atvtanning.com for a location near you. At the Beach. Get your tan on.
Tired of cutting coupons and looking for deals or ways to save money? Daily Pocket Deals has everything you need, offering new deals for local businesses every day. Daily Pocket Deals is sure to keep more money in your pocket. Visit dailypocketdeals.com and enter promo code KZKO to be automatically entered to win one of many great prizes.
Now that it's done, hope you don't mind. I hope you don't mind that I put down in words how wonderful life is now you're in the world.
You're listening to World Poetry Open Mic.
I love that version of that song.
Would that be called a hootenanny that we just did?
Yeah,
there?
I would think so.
No, I think that was
a
clam
bake. We had enough rhythm for the hootenanny.
Oh, Ewan McGregor.
I can't touch that one. All right. Okay. Once again, you're listening to World Poetry Open Mic. If you have a poem, give us a call, 303-386-3598. And he's kind of like Beetlejuice. You say his name three times, and he comes flying through on our phone line. Please welcome from Ohio, he is Tate.
Hi, guys. How are you tonight?
Doing good, brother. Thank you. Oh, I got your mail, dude, and I've just been eating this up in our I couldn't even concentrate during our meeting. I was reading it.
I'm about 20 minutes from walking out the door to head off on my vacation, but I thought I'd call you first.
Nice.
Yeah. I thought I'd read you something tonight that I wrote a few days ago. It was about tonight.
Right.
All the days that I found. The days of life are winding down as I but fear what lies ahead. My son has reached that time in life that always filled my mind with dread. There's just a year until that day when I just hope that I can grow to be the man I pray I can as the time comes to let him go. This week we go on vacation, and as we share these times of joy, within the bonds of family, he'll spend his last days as a boy. I've done what I set out to do back so many a year ago, instilling in him foundations of all the things he needs to know. So please just let me be gracious and smile when the day draws near, then wish him well as time will tell if I can overcome my fear. For then my son will be a man with strength to face the newfound dawn in knowledge that he's not alone as my heart breaks for all that's gone.
Nice. So the Myrtle Beach-bound Tate calls in and schools us in poetry.
That's the case.
So tell me about the cover of your book. Is that a self-portrait?
Yes, it is. It's about a 2-foot by 2-foot canvas that I drew that. It's actually graphite.
Oh, fantastic.
Nice. I was wondering about that. I mean, it looked like you, but I didn't know if you did it or if maybe another artist in the Ohio area did it.
I've got about 6 of my pictures, I think, or 7 on my work at the cafe. And that's just one of them. And,
you're
I drew it.
Very talented man.
Just an old man.
No, you're very talented. I'm the old man, my friend.
I don't know. Wait till you get to be my age.
I think we're about the same, aren't we?
Are we? I'm 54.
No, you're a little bit ahead of me. Not much, though.
Yeah. I've got more miles on me, though.
Yeah, but more miles doesn't equate to more like oil changes and stuff like that. So you're good.
Necessarily. Oh.
All right, so guys, I hate to break up this age off, but Tate, thank you so much.
Whatever,
man.
You
enjoy
whippersnapper.
Your vacation.
Have a nice night.
Enjoy.
If you want to call in just like Tate, give us a call, 303-386-3598.
That's 303-386-3598. We promise you don't have to talk about your age. You don't even have to talk about your physical health.
But if you want to.
Just call and share some poetry. Anything you want to read. You know, it can't even be song lyrics, things like that. You know, I was going through some of my, some translations, actually, of some of my favorite songs. You know, some of my older songs, Schubert and things like that, this last week. And it was a really cool experience. So I have some of those I might share later as well.
Excellent. I've got one I want to share. It's a cover. I didn't write this.
Okay.
Wow, that's like 2 covers in a row for me. But this is Mr. William Burroughs. This is entitled, No More Stalins, No More Hitlers. We have a new type of rule now. Not one-man rule or rule of aristocracy or plutocracy, but of small groups elevated to positions of absolute power by random pressures and subject to political and economic factors that leave little room for decision. They are representatives of abstract forces whom have reached power through surrender of self. The iron-willed dictator is a thing of the past. There will be no more Stalins, no more Hitlers. The rulers of this most insecure of all worlds are rulers by accident, inept, frightened pilots at the controls of a vast machine that they cannot understand, calling in experts to tell them which buttons to push.
Wow.
Yeah. Uncle Bill, right on.
We actually have a caller on the line. We have Steve calling in from New York. How are you doing tonight, Steve?
Doing well, and yourself?
Doing well. Did you see my Facebook post?
Not yet.
I was referencing the call last week. I had to make a confession. I don't know a word of Spanish except for, like, what gets me through work on a daily basis. So I had a coworker translate for me.
Ah. So did your coworker tell you that my pronunciation is horrible and I've got a terrible
He said it was rather Italian.
It was rather Italian Spanish.
Yeah.
Well, that's all right. Most of the Spanish I know came from John Wayne movies, signs on the subway.
So spaghetti westerns, yeah.
Speaking to clients.
Beautiful.
Interesting.
Tiene dinero? No dinero, no abogado.
Oh, no abogado. Oh, dude. So how you doing, brother? I haven't talked to you in a week.
Well, in honor of the conversation you just had with Tate, where we have established that this is AARP night, I've got a piece which reflects those of us who are of a certain age, if I may.
All right.
All right. It's entitled Walking Wounded. We are the walking wounded bearing the scars of life, our red-striped backs showing the marks of each well-laid lash, every blistering cut, every stinging mark. Each cut and bruise of blood-soaked memory, of failure and fear, of rejection and reverse, of the crushing burden of regret. A record of our lives traced by the marks left by our scourging at the pillar. We are the walking wounded with our wounds, but more than our wounds, though they help define us and shape us and make us who we are. We are the walking wounded, struggling to limp along, leaving bloody footprints as we pull ourselves along the lonely path. The walking wounded with bent backs, carrying our box of memories, trudging ever forward, wiser for the wounds, as we gaze fixedly upon the promise that remains.
Right on. Well done.
Thank you.
All right, Steve, since you shared that with us, I got to share with you the moment that I realized I got old. And, Mike, you want to listen to this because you're coming up on that also, all right? I used to go to Black Sabbath concerts, and I'd be like, I think I smell pot, all right?
Mm-hmm.
So this latest Black Sabbath concert, I walk in, and Ronnie James Dio was performing with them before he passed away, and I'm like, I think I smell Ben Gay. Totally blew my mind. I'm like, wow, this is not a traditional sound.
You just explained my experience coming to this radio show.
A sure sign. Gentlemen and lady, have a wonderful week. A pleasure as always, and thanks for everything you do.
Thank you for everything you do for our show, brother.
Thank you, Steve.
Take care. Bye.
All right, if you want to call in like Steve, give us a call, 303-386-3598.
That's 303-386-3598. And I would like to point out, we do want to really thank our callers and our listeners, because without you guys, this wouldn't be happening. And I know we post it on Facebook every week, but we truly, truly appreciate you guys calling in and you sharing something so deep and such a part of you.
Exactly.
With us. And we really appreciate that.
And I got to say, I said to Ellie in private something that I'll vocalize on the show, too. Each one of the callers and the people that support this show do not know, I can't vocalize how much love I have for the family that we've grown here, the community that we've grown here on MSC Radio Network and KZKO. And it's just, it's mind-boggling to think about.
Mind-boggling?
What is mind-boggling?
I don't know.
Is that where you get your thoughts all mixed up?
And exactly. Stuck like in a bottle.
Oh,
yeah.
Good word.
And poof, out he goes.
Yes.
No?
Good word.
Poof?
All right.
Mind-boggling?
Like a genie, because that's what they do, right? No? I'm sorry.
Do you ever get the feeling the show has gotten away from us?
Yes. In the middle of a corner, going at about 210 miles an hour.
That's right.
Kind of like a Jimmy Spencer car. Anyway, we're not going to go there. We're not going to talk NASCAR. This is World Poetry Open Mic, and If you want to call in with your poetry, give us a call, 303-386-3598.
That's right. And right now I'm going to read another poem that was sent in by Amanda Baldridge.
All right.
And this is a kind of a short one. It's called All That Remains. Every day is the same, filled with heartache and blame. We contain, but our shame, just a game. So much harder to tame. Like a monster, it claims all the life in my veins. And I'm chained to the anguish and pain that remains.
Nice.
Short.
Sweet.
Really well done.
And to the point.
That's right. I thought it was very good.
All right, we're going to do this one. And now, you all have heard this at my open mic, so you guys can't guess on this. So I want the listeners to guess on what this poem is. It was written by somebody very famous who is not a poet. I will tell you that. But it is a poem by them.
Okay.
So if you know who wrote this, I want you to go out to our Facebook page, go out to our Twitter site, and put it on there. This is entitled, well, I'm not going to give that title. I'll just read the poem. Set out on the road ran, set to run through graveyards of man, set to rise, righteous war, set to complete the endless opening door. Look into vast, timeless, lasting forever, or as long as we can hold that moment. Avenues of church pews hold like fears. Look into spirituals, circles on circles. Some have denied their wheel, coming around again, back through. What I feel, numberless. Slumbering dragons lead their prey through dreams of Chanel No. 5. I know, right?
Yeah. I actually don't know that.
You don't know? Oh, I'll tell you later after the show.
Okay.
All right, so.
But if you do know, send us your Facebook.
Twitter.
Or you can call in and guess.
Twitter.
We can do Twitter.
That's right.
Please
That's right.
don't speak in a British accent. Does not
That wasn't
you.
British. That was just Twitter.
Okay. So we're going to go to break. You're listening to World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio. And this is KZKO The Vibe, a progressive broadcast for your modern life.
Is it time for a new ride? MSE Sports presents Denver Auto Sales. Whether you have good credit, bad credit, or no credit at all, Denver Auto Sales has what you need. With a vast selection of quality pre-owned vehicles, there's something for everyone. Make sure you mention KZKO to receive $500 off your total purchase price. Denver Auto Sales is conveniently located on North Federal Boulevard in Denver, or visit www.denverautostore.com.
Denver's best entertainment, covering many events of all communities throughout the state of Colorado. It's the LatinLifeDenver.com.
Oh, yes. This is Big Bottom by Spinal Tap.
Ooh.
Turn it to
I know that because there's three basses.
Wow.
And I can sing this whole song, but I won't because I'm sure my mother's listening.
The things we do when you find out our parents are actually paying attention to what
like,
we're doing.
Big, oh, never mind.
Never mind. All right, you're listening to World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution of poetry radio. We do have a caller online. Please welcome from the Mitten State. He is Dennis.
Hello, J-Todd, Michael, and Fathom.
Hello, Hello, Dennis. How are you?
I'm doing great.
We're having one of those weird nights where I don't know if something's set up wrong in the studio or what, but we just keep miscuing.
Yes.
I apologize.
I have a poem tonight. The title of the poem is The Puzzle. And it goes like this. An enigma all wrapped up in your impenetrable fortress of self-willed persona. You defy definition and comprehension. I chip away at the outer layers of your granite facade, just to find deeper levels of mystery. You speak, and I hang on to every word, sifting for a hidden meaning and innuendo. so that I may peel back the layers of your tenacious veneer and view the real you. But alas, your guard is ever fortified. No light is allowed to shine on the inner sanctum of your soul. You are the jigsaw puzzle that will never be solved, a conundrum beyond comprehension. The disjointed clues, without any hope of reconciliation, are condemned to rest in pieces.
Nice.
Thank you.
Always bringing it, my friend.
Well, I try.
Oh, dude.
Try to bring my best because you always bring your best.
Well, I don't know. Tonight might be an exception to the rule. We seem to be floundering, but that's all right. You're saving us. Thank you very much.
You do a fine job. Whether you're floundering or not, you're doing a fine job. We appreciate it. And I'd like to thank the radio station, too.
Thank you, Dennis.
Excellent.
Thank you. God bless.
God bless you, too. Thank you. If you want to call in like Dennis, give us a call, 303-386-3598.
That's 303-386-3598.
And I think it's the hula hoop.
It is.
That's not normally there.
Maybe I should take off this flounder costume.
There you go.
That might help, too.
It's really hard to sit down when you're dressed
like
a fish.
Yellow is not your color.
Exactly.
I was
having your eyes on one side of your head doesn't work either.
I heard girls like this.
I'm just saying.
You know what? We're like flounder's eyes are only on one side of our head. The back side doesn't have any eyes, Jeremy. Uh-huh. I'm sorry, J. Todd.
Unless you're me.
All right, so I'm going to do this. This is another cover. This is entitled Six More Miles. Oh, the rain is slowly falling, and my heart is so sore. Six more miles and leave my darling, never on this earth to meet no more. Six more miles to the graveyard, six more miles long and sad. Six more miles and leave my darling, leave the best friend I ever had. Oh, I hear a train a-coming, bringing my darling back home. Six more miles to the graveyard, and I'll be left here all alone. Six more miles to the graveyard, six more miles long and sad. Six more miles and leave my darling, leave the best friend I ever had. Six more miles to the graveyard, six more miles long and sad. Six more miles and leave my darling, leave the best friend I ever had. You don't know who that is? You looked very ponderous on that.
No.
No? Okay. Any guesses?
No.
That was Hank Williams.
Okay. That makes sense. That makes sense. We have a caller, speaking of Hank Williams. We have a gentleman named Jack coming from Texas. How are you, sir?
Hey, guys. How you doing tonight?
Doing good. How you doing, brother?
Well, good. Doing better than me. I'm still at work. Boy, and I guess you're still at work, too, aren't you?
We're always working, brother.
Always working.
We enjoy it, though. We enjoy it, though. Yeah, what do you got for us?
I got one for you tonight. This one is called I Shall Go There With My Love. Ready?
You're ready.
There's a meadow in the distance, golden grains upon the land. Such an effervescent morning as we walk there hand in hand. In the trees, the birds are singing. Sunny skies play up above. There's a meadow in the distance. I shall go there with my love. There's a river by a mountain. Water's blue and crystal clear. So refreshing is its beauty. Oh, the sound we love to hear. Upon it glistens soft reflection of the bluest skies above. There's a river by a mountain. I shall go there with my love. There are horses in the pasture, frolicking this perfect day, so majestic in their stature as they run the fields at play. In the air their manes are flowing, cool the breezes from above. There are horses in the pasture. I shall go there with my love. There's a garden filled with flowers, oh, the fragrance soft and pure, perfect blossoms for the picking, where we could not ask for more. All the colors of a rainbow streaming through the sky above, there's a garden filled with flowers. I shall go there with my love. There's a future that is waiting, where the days are ever bright, and forever it is springtime, every scene a perfect sight, where the nights are heaven's answer, neath the wondrous moon above, there's a future that is waiting. I shall go there with my love.
Nice. Well done.
Thanks.
I love the repeating refrain on there.
Well, I appreciate it, guys. I appreciate your show and everything you do for us poets.
Oh, you guys.
Floating around the country here somewhere.
I got to ask, what do you do for a living that you can call us from work?
Actually, I run a large collision center in San Antonio.
Awesome. I was hoping you wouldn't say, like, brain surgeon or something like that. Oh, he's still open, but I'm going to read a poem on the show.
You know, I just dropped my phone in a patient. Oh, sorry.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I was afraid of.
That's what that sound was. Hey, thank you so much,
Thank
Jack.
You for calling, Jack.
Thanks, guys.
All right. If you want to call in like Jack, give us a call, 303-386-3598.
That's 303-386-3598. Now, if I might, there was one that I actually wanted to cover. I know that we're kind of looking through here, but this one's a little bit different. It's a song that's part of a song cycle called Winterreise. It's by Schubert, but there's a song called Gute Nacht, of course, Good Night. And this is an English translation. It's kind of a cool scenario. But if anybody knows Winterreise, send me what you think, what the next song in the song cycle is to Facebook. No using Google. Just send me what you think it is on Facebook, okay? On the World Poetry Open Mic Facebook. So here we go. Good night. As a stranger I arrived, as a stranger I shall leave. I remember a perfect day in May, how bright the flowers, how cool the breeze. The maiden had a friendly smile, the mother had kind words. But now the world is dreary with a winter path before me. I can't choose the season to depart from this place. I won't delay or ponder. I must begin my journey now. The bright moon lights my path. It will guide me on my road. I see the snow-covered meadow. I see where deer have trod. A voice within says, go now. Why linger and delay? Leave the dogs to bay at the moon before her father's gate. For love is a thing of changes. God has made it so. Ever changing from old to new, God has made it so. So love delights in changes. Good night, my love, good night. Love is a thing of changes. Good night, my love, good night. I'll not disturb your sleep, but I'll write over your door a simple farewell message. Good night, my love, good night. These are the last words spoken. Soon I'll be out of sight. A simple farewell message. Good night, my love, good night.
Well done.
It's cool translation. I actually, and it sounds so pompous to say this, I actually really do like it in the German. You know, it's a very cool piece. If you get a chance, anybody who hasn't heard it, look up Schubert, Winterreise, Gute Nacht is the first one, and it's a very evocative, cool piece.
Very cool. That was well read, too.
Oh, thank you.
All right. Once again, you're listening to World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio. We've got Michael in the studio, the Phantom, 8-Boy, and, of course, myself. And I'm going to share a piece that I wrote. So this is not a cover.
Excellent.
I'm kind of floating, looking for the right piece. Let's do this. This is entitled Long Wait. I've come to know we are not alone. And they say that seeing is believing. I guess that all along I've really known. And my eyes, they are not deceiving. We are like subjects of their observation, like goldfish that swim in a bowl, our bovine lost to their mutilation, wondering just what is human's role. Mankind is lost within its own conceit, but merely infantile to those who view. It's no wonder they watch and then retreat, our inhuman acts we cannot undo. For human hatred they cannot absolve, they patiently wait for us to evolve.
Nice.
Wow.
That was about aliens.
That was about aliens?
Yeah. Watching humans to evolve.
Oh, okay. I thought it was about our brother.
Oh, no.
I'm just teasing.
All right. So we do have a caller on the line. Please welcome a member of our poetic mafia. She is our hitman, Veronica from Denver.
Now, Veronica and everybody listening, if the NSA is listening, he didn't mean any of what he just said.
Okay.
Except for that she's a member of our family. And, Veronica, hello.
No, but we're not emailing this, so they're not going to check on us.
episode. I'm doing great. I'm just so thrilled it's Friday. Thrilled to be here and thrilled to be off for the weekend. So.
Do you have Fridays off on a usual thing?
Fridays off the night, yeah.
How would you like to come down and hang out in the studio with us one of these Fridays coming up here soon?
Oh, my goodness. I would love that.
We'll bring some strudel. We'll have some coffee. We'll call it a fun night.
Yay. Sounds like a plan. I would love it.
All right. I'll hit you up on Writer's Cafe. We'll coordinate which day will work best for you, and then we'll get you in as featured reader.
Yay. Thank you so much.
What you got for us tonight?
I have a piece entitled Light.
All right.
Okay. Sending out and absorbing light, the stuff of life, the fabric of our being, restoring my spirit, refreshing my soul and mind, giving is how I receive sustenance. Intentions go out and saturate. Atmosphere fills with electromagnetism, electric thoughts, and magnetic emotions mix together, drawing to our being that which we sent out. When I give off the stuff of life, it goes on to infect the universe, imbuing everything in its path with the energy of oneness. The love and joy, which is what we are made of, the building blocks of everything, trees, minerals, animals, and people are the same. We are all mostly empty space and light particles dancing. We are moving to the light fantastically. Jump for joy and send out the stuff of life. Leap for love and embrace the similar and different. Generate a gravitational vibration. Love at light speed circulates, sending out and absorbing intensities. Live, laugh, love. And enjoy in joy.
Nice. Wow. Veronica, again, rocking Great. Our world. Well done. I look forward to having you in the studio. I look forward to our next live event and having you there. You are truly a member of our family.
Hey, it's a great family. I feel right at home. Thanks so much. You guys all have a wonderful evening. And hit me up with the information.
I will do so.
All right, thanks.
Once again, if you want to call in like Veronica, 303-386-3598.
That's 303-386-3598. You know, it's been a process, I know, getting through, you know, some nights. And it's also a really warm, beautiful night. And
barbecues going on.
But I think there's people who decide, it's like, oh, it's just too hard to get into the show. Actually, we do have some availability tonight. So give us a call. Exactly. Give it a try if you haven't done it yet.
It's a skosh right. easier. Are you got one? Do you want me to do one? How do you want to do this?
Actually, the Phantom has one she's been waiting to share. All right. With
us. Yeah, I actually found one that did not notice before in this book, and I really liked how she wrote it. The poet's name is Josephine Miles, and the poem is entitled Conception. Death did not come to my mother like an old friend. She was a mother, and she must conceive him. Up and down the bed she fought, crying, "Help me." But death was a slow child, heavy. He waited. When he was born, we took and tired him. Now he is ready to do good in the world. He has my mother's features. He can go among strangers to save lives.
Nice.
That was really interesting.
Very good. Well done.
And we actually have a caller on
no,
the line.
We're no? going to go to break.
We're going to run to break first, and okay. then we're going to hear from.
Right. We coordinated while you were reading. You didn't see all the
hand
signals.
Yeah, because I was reading
from a gentleman who we know very well. But we will hear from him after the break.
A very beloved member of our family. You're listening to World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio on KZKO The Vibe, a progressive broadcast for your modern life.
Hey, Lady K here. You need a new ride? Go to Commercial SX Motor. Contact Mike or Ray at 303-678-0300 or visit them at 131 South Main Street in Longmont, Colorado, 80501. Go to SXMotorsLLC.com and get a hot new ride for the summer.
What better way to show you care than to send one of my mom's pies? Fresh homemade pies using nothing but the best local fruit and the finest ingredients. Handcrafted with love right out of their Boulder kitchen and passed down for four generations. Mmm, that's my mom's pies. Call now, 303-652-6667. That's 303-652-MOMS. And order your pie today. Or check out their delicious menu at mmpies.com, where you can select your pies upon request. That's my mom's pies. What are you waiting for?
Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
Tiffany? It's a one-hit wonder.
But it's not Tiffany.
But she is hilarious.
Tracy Ullman?
Very good.
Oh.
I am thoroughly disgusted with this show right now.
Why? Because I stumped you?
No, that you played
dumped
Tracy
me?
Ullman.
No, I stumped
what?
You.
What? Over the air?
Yeah.
It's like worse than over a fax machine like last time.
I'm sorry. I couldn't help it last time.
Dumped him in text. Dumped him over the fax machine.
You think I'd get it finally.
Now he's going to get a homing pigeon.
Come on!
All right. We've got a caller on the line. A very beloved member of our family calling from New Mexico, just down the highway. His name is Bob from New Mexico.
Hello. Hello. From the land of entrapment. Hello.
Hello. From the land of entrapment, huh?
Yeah. So, get it? I am. how you guys doing?
Doing good. How are you?
Yeah, good. Yeah, I hear you guys got kind of a weird night tonight, but just be weird with it.
You know? We're going with it.
You got to go with the flow, you know?
Oh, now that you said that, it's about to get really weird, Bob.
That's it. Well, I thought I'd share one. I wrote a little back, some time back. I had a friend of mine pass away a few weeks back, and I wrote this as a tribute to her. And it's called Precious, and it's lyrics, and I wanted to do something a little different with it, if I may.
All right.
Okay, so bear with me, please.
We will.
I, O Lord, am precious to you. Many are your thoughts towards me. Peace and hope, for you are so true. Through your Son, you set me free. Fill this heart with fervent fire, just as holy as are you. I've escaped your righteous ire. Your good promise sees me through. All your thoughts are precious to me, for myself has been to you. By the Spirit, your kingdom I see. You have shown yourself true. Fill this heart with fervent fire, just as holy as are you. I've escaped your righteous eye. Your good promise sees me through. Precious is my coming to you. So great is your love for me. Through you, Son, you see me through. Now I know the meaning of free. Your throne filled with all your glory. As a gift it's in you. You have made me part of your story. It's precious to be home with you. That's it.
Nice. Takes a lot of guts to sing like that on the radio, my friend. I try not to do it. You caught me in a weak moment earlier, but wow.
Now, good job, Bob. Good job.
Thank you. Yeah, New Mexico taught me to be gutsy.
Yes. So I got to ask, are you guys hot down there like we are up here? We reached 104 today.
Yeah, great. So a little weirdness. So I thought I'd do something a little off track there and do that. So I appreciate you guys. You guys are doing a great job. Just keep going like you're doing. And I expect great things for you all.
Excellent. Thank you very much.
Thanks for your support.
If you want to call like Bob, give us a call, 303-386-3598.
That's 303-386-3598. You know what I found out? It's interesting. Do you know that sharks don't have numbers?
Sharks don't have
numbers. They don't use numbers. They do have poetry.
They do have poetry?
They do have poetry. There's actually a very vast tradition of poetry written by sharks. The thing is, I was being told about this before the show, it doesn't last long because they carve it with their fins on the bottoms of the floor of the ocean floor, and it's wiped away. It's kind of like a Zen poetry thing.
Zen poetry.
However, we have a gentleman who has spent the last week holding his breath for nearly 24 hours a day, training with the shark masters of poetry this last week.
Well, yeah, and I call him Hammerhead a lot.
You do call him that. I think it's usually to rhyme with something else.
Yes.
But, ladies and gentlemen, he is our own resident haiku master.
I'll call you the haiku master.
Hi-ya! Or as the sharks say, nothing.
Yes.
Anyway, all right, so I've actually been informed that because he was underwater studying this form, it's kind of given him kind of a physical problem. He's got, he's come down with the laryngitis. It's kind of an issue.
Laryngitis of the hands?
Maybe all that exposure to seawater caused him to clam up. I'm just saying.
Oh, you know, someone should give you a microphone. Yes. You're a pretty funny guy.
Rim shot here.
There you go.
Hey. Oh, my God. So, all right. But we do have some haikus that are sanctioned by the haiku master to read. The first is to remind us that eventually it will be colder where we are right now. Even though it's blazing hot, this is the winter haiku. I wake. Reluctant, too cold to get out of bed, but I need to pee. I thought that was a good
that
one.
Is so true.
That was a good one. All right. This one is more for the scientific engineering. Some would say Star Wars, but no, I'm kidding. But the ones who are more the scientific, the mathematical. It's called Geometry Romance.
Okay.
A hypotenuse is on the opposite side of the right angle.
All right.
Trigonometry.
Trig, what's up? Okay. And then my last and my favorite, by Riley DeVoe.
Who's sanctioned by the haiku master.
Sanctioned by the haiku master, but Riley DeVoe. He selected this one out of the millions of haiku to represent exactly how he feels tonight. Which one should I do? Wax my chest or perm my hair? I can't wait to decide.
I think he needs to do both because he is the haiku master.
I'll call you the haiku master.
Sometimes I wonder what I created.
You have created the haiku master.
I feel
theme.
Like Victor Frankenstein.
Victor awesome. Frankenstein.
That's Frankenstein.
And it's Victor.
Victor.
Once again, you're listening to World Poetry Open Mic, and we do have a caller on the line. Please welcome from Denver. She is Anne.
Hello, Jay, Todd, and Michael, and Phantom. How are you?
Oh, we're doing good. How are you, Anne?
Doing very well, and hello to JT, too. I can't forget him. You inspired me. You inspired me tonight with one of the songs you played, and I would like to also read a song that, I mean, this is what you inspired me to read. It is a cover, but I'd like to dedicate this to Michael.
All right.
All right. In ancient times, hundreds of years before the dawn of history, lived a strange race of people, the Druids. No one knows who they were or what they were doing, but their legacy remains, hewn into the living rock. of Stonehenge. Stonehenge, where the demons dwell, where the banshees live, and they do live well. Stonehenge, where a man's a man, and the children dance to the pipes of Pan. Stonehenge, to the magic place, where the moon doth rise with a dragon's face. Stonehenge, where the virgins lie, and the prayer of the devils fill the midnight sky. And you, my love, won't you take my hand? We'll go back in time to that mystic land, where the dewdrops cry and the cats meow. I will take you there. I will show you how. And oh, how they danced, the little children of Stonehenge, beneath the haunted moon for the fear that daybreak might come too soon. And where are they now, the little people of Stonehenge? And what would they say to us if they were here tonight?
Nice.
I think they would say that I think the problem for once wasn't the lack of a great poem to read or great song lyrics, but the fact that we have a Stonehenge monument on stage in danger of being trampled by a dwarf was really the issue at that particular point.
Nice.
Well, then it was very appropriate, wasn't it?
It very much was. And thank you very much. That was an unexpected poem. So thank you so much.
Well, it was my pleasure. Thank you very much.
And don't quit calling our show. This is I love it when you call in.
Okay. Bye-bye now.
Good night.
Thank you. If you want to call in like Ann, give us a call, 303-386-3598.
That's 303-386-3598. We're in the home stretch.
We'll slide you in real quick.
That's right.
I actually could hear the board monkey laughing through the glass.
That was great.
Doing that
actually,
was awesome.
Because I had a sincere was off, and it was going through your microphone.
A sincere fake out. I didn't expect that one.
So where was that from? I
that's from This Is Spinal Tap. So that when
it was, I 6 feet.
Okay.
No, you made the symbol for inches.
I think if someone, most people in this studio are staring at us because they've never seen Spinal Tap and they don't understand what we're talking
about. I did one point in time, but you forget that I overindulged
right. There was
back
some other
in those
things
days.
Going on at the same time.
Yes.
Well, when you turn it to 11 again,
okay.
And would like to see it.
You got
let
it?
Let me know. All right. Yeah, I think I do.
All right.
But, yes.
All right.
Great song. Great, great song. And great moment in film history.
Well done, Ann. You faked me out so bad I didn't even know where that came from. That's awesome. So you're listening to World Poetry Open Mic. We're going to go ahead and wrap things up. For Mary Cohn, our executive producer, for our technical producer, JT, for the Phantom, for Michael Amade, I am your humble poet, Jaytan Underhill. We all want to say thank you to the MSE Radio Network. We also want to say thank you to KZKO and our sponsor, wildsight.co. You're going to want to go out there. Get your bicycle apparel, help raise awareness so people don't hit wildlife on the roadways. We don't want to do that anymore.
It's just a decent thing to do. It really is just a decent thing to do.
Exactly. So, once again, we are World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio.
Out on the scene today, blasted in every way, got you. Caught on the other side. Some things you just can't hide. Feel the poison of changing me. All that I'll ever be comes back crushing on into me. Here it comes again. Every trick that you've pulled before.
little things. One of my feelings took a ride today into a black box and it came out gray. Has it spotted you? Oh no. Have they got you too? Oh no. Has it spotted you? Oh no.
Put my hands up to play my song, the butterflies fly away. This is your teddy bear. You're listening to KZKORadio.com. Check us out on Facebook and Twitter at Jammin' KZKO, the vibe. Keep the vibe alive.